Here's Check on Stories. We're following for you on Robin Hood Radio, taking a look at events going on in and around our tri-state region. Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting in person and via Zoom. More Zoom information is on the Sharon, Connecticut website. On Wednesday, following the protocol of masks, it's concert time at the Church of St. John in the Wilderness at 5 p.m., distancing and gathering will limit the performance attendance. It'll be outdoors at the Church of St. John at 5 o'clock Wednesday. The concert will be an hour long. Recommended donation is $15 at the entrance. There'll be guided parking. Rain date for the next day is set for Thursday, though reservations are not required. If you're thinking of coming, they'd appreciate your letting them know to give them a sense of how to set up the chairs. By the way, if you'd like to make a donation, Winds in the Wilderness, make the check payable to that and send it to Winds in the Wilderness, P.O. Box 166, Copaic Falls, New York, 12517. On Thursday the 27th in Cornwall, the Board of Finance has a meeting at 7 p.m. On Saturday the 29th, Berkshire Bach, Baroque Music in the Berkshires, is got a fundraiser going on at 3 p.m. Orly Champ on the piano. It's at a private home in Hillsdale, New York. More information at their website. Noble Horizons is offering a free four-week CNA assistant training course beginning September 1st. The course meets daily from 8 till 4, including both classroom and clinical work. Students who successfully complete the course, including the final exam, will qualify as a certified nursing assistant and will be guaranteed a job at Noble Horizons. Anybody interested can contact Noble's Director of Nursing, Molly Tanner, at 860-435-9851, extension 128, or mtanner@churchhomes.org for more information. Taking a look at some stories in and around our tri-state region, Dover police had a pursuit that ended in no arrest, and now police are urging residents to lock their car doors. A stolen vehicle pursuit ended Monday morning when the driver entered Connecticut. A.J. Hicks, Troop K State Police spokesman, said troopers received a report of suspicious people going through cars at 3 a.m. on Robin Lane in Dover Plains. A trooper went to the area. They saw a vehicle that matched the description of possible suspects. They got behind, did a data check, and the license plate hit as stolen out of Sleepy Hollow. Troopers attempted to pull over the vehicle. The driver continued from Route 22 to Cricket Hill Road and on to Route 55, then entering Connecticut. At that point, troopers had to terminate the call as they cannot police in another state. In Falls Village, Aquarian Water Company has acquired the town's municipally owned water system. The acquisition was formalized through a signing of an asset purchase agreement with the town in June of this year. According to the Aquarian release, the purchase price for the system was $345,000, including all existing water infrastructure, such as water mains, hydrants, storage tanks, and water supply wells. Upon approval from the state regulators, Aquarian will begin providing water service to the town's 124 customers. In news out of New York State, certain high school sports teams will now be allowed to begin play September 21st, while other sports deemed to be at higher risk to spread COVID-19, including football, will remain on hold. Governor Cuomo announced the state's decision to allow low and moderate risk sports to return to gameplay, ending weeks of speculation surrounding whether his administration would allow interscholastic athletics in the fall. Those sports, soccer, swimming, field hockey, cross country, golf, and tennis among them, will be permitted to resume play and practice September 21st. According to Cuomo, schools will not be permitted to travel outside their region or a neighboring region to play or practice until October 19th. Sports deemed by the state to be high risk include football, ice hockey, wrestling, basketball, and volleyball. Can resume non-competitive, non-contact practice September 21st, but won't be allowed to return to gameplay until Cuomo determines otherwise. After months of being forced to close due to COVID-19, in New York, gyms and fitness centers are allowed to start reopening. State guidelines require the reopening of gyms limit the number of customers to 33% of total capacity, enforce the wearing of face coverings, and enforce maintenance of social distancing of at least 6 feet. Governor Cuomo gave the nod to gyms and fitness centers to reopen after the months-long COVID-19 shutdown. Within 2 weeks of opening, local departments of health will visit the gyms to make sure they are following guidelines and that they have proper safety plans in place. In news out of Egremont, Massachusetts, a company seeking to build a cannabis facility in a subdivision off Pumpkin Hollow Road has agreed to reduce the size of the building in response to pushback from residents. James Verliani, attorney for Sparkborough Corporation, Prestige Worldwide LLC, told the Zoning Board of Appeals that his clients are working with the subdivision's association and seller, Benjamin Barrett, to shrink the scale of the project. He also asked for more time to return to the board with the amended plan and another hearing to discuss the proposal. That was set for October 14th. And in a story in the Berkshire Eagle, the airfield known around New England for its top maintenance shop and flight school in Great Barrington, that's turned out thousands of pilots since Walt, as he's still known, started training them during World War II. Now it's a family business. The place transcends differences like politics, generations, even time, according to all the pilots. They're curled into an argument against the very existence of the airport amid the farmland and houses. The owners explain that they're 100 acres landlocked by two roads and abutting property, and that environmental regulations are strict. The town planning board says the hangar plan is sound after considering a slew of concerns, including potential threats to groundwater, since the airport sits on the same aquifer that runs from the Housatonic to Connecticut. The planning board also wants the select board to add conditions for further protection and a traffic study. If the airport gets the permit, it will have to go through the planning board's rigorous site plan review. When zoning laws hit the books in 1932, the airport would continue to exist as a non-conforming pre-existing entity amid farmlands where over the years more houses would pop up as well as a few other businesses and a school. Richard Solon says he wants to be a good neighbor since this place means everything to him. Earlier, Joe Solon had said that his retirement and the death of his mother, Rick Solon's wife, has sent his father deeper into his love for teaching. New York will apply for $300 a week in federal unemployment benefits for workers who need them. New York had balked out of having to put in an additional $100 a week per claimant to get the $300 a week under President Donald Trump's executive order August 8th, amid a stalemate with Congress that ended a $600 a week benefit July 31st. But the Trump administration recently loosened the guidance and no longer requires states to put in $100 a week to be eligible for a piece of the $44 billion in federal assistance through the Federal Emergency Management Agency, so New York will seek entry into the federal program. New York's top legal officer is investigating whether President Donald Trump and his company illegally inflated the value of his properties to get tax breaks and better terms on loans and insurance. According to a new filing, State Attorney General Letitia James filed a motion seeking to compel the Trump Organization to comply with seven subpoenas at the center of a dispute with the company, including one that would require Executive Vice President Eric Trump, the president's son, to testify. The Attorney General's investigation focuses on four major Trump properties, including the 212-acre Seven Springs estate in northern Westchester County. In new court papers, James' office revealed it is examining a 2015 conservation easement at the property with a nonprofit North American Land Trust, in which Trump pledged not to develop 159 acres of the property. Eric Trump hired an assessor to determine the value of the property, pegging it at $56 million. That allowed Trump to claim the value of the easement was $21 million, which he was able to deduct from his taxes. Now James' office is investigating whether the property valuation and, in turn, the deduction were inflated, according to the court papers. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 28,308.46, the NASDAQ at 11,379.72, and the S&P 500 at 3431.28. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.